Kruver went back to the stern seat and accepted a bowl of supper from Sagax whilst he explained.
Old Scarum don't want no supper.
The young badger was taken aback by the news.
Doesn't want any supper? Is his mouth still paining him?
Kruver spoke through a mouthful of the hot scullion duff.
Aye, but he knows the real reason. That creature's seasick.
In the gathering twilight, Sagax found it difficult to see Scarum's face. He served himself a portion of supper.
Seasick? How do you know?
The sea otter chuckled mischievously.
Cos he's gone the colour of a toad's tummy. There's one sure way to tell, though. Watch this.
He called out in a jolly voice to the hare.
Feeling better, me old mate? If the duff doesn't suit you, I'll make you up a tonic. Some cold water and oatmeal with a wild onion chopped in it, mixed up with a touch of beeswax tallow from a candle. That'll put you right, what do you say?
A moan escaped Scarum as he staggered to the side of the ketch and leaned over, retching and heaving.
Drink, fat, running cat, that's what you are. I'd sooner be scoffed by the shark than eat your foul concoction. What?
Kruver grinned at Sagax and helped himself to more supper.
Aye, our old mate's seasick sure enough.
Sagax sipped at his beaker of water.
Poor Scarum. But with all the food he put away and that excitement today, plus getting his teeth caught fast, he has only himself to blame, really. While he's laying around the deck like that, why don't you go and give a good check around under the bow seat? I'll search back here. There must be some sort of weapon, a knife, anything. I'd feel much safer if we had something better than a few wooden spoons in case of trouble. It's important that we have at least one weapon.
They lit two small lanterns from the fireball and set about their task. Scarum gradually moaned himself back to sleep again as night shades set in over the trackless deeps of the seas. In a corner beneath the stern seat, Sagax found a sling and some stones wrapped in a roll of old bark cloth. He was unwrapping them when Kruver returned carrying various objects.
Look at what I found under a ledge by the forepeak. A sword, a dagger, and this old bow. Pity it ain't got a string or arrows.
The badger inspected the sword.
This is a typical sea rat blade, curved with a cross hilt. My father has a collection of them in the armory. Rusty blade with a few nicks in the edge. Sharp, though. I'll clean it up a bit and it'll look just fine. Let's take a look at the dagger there, mate.
The otter tossed the knife in the air, catching it deftly by the blade tip. He turned it this way and that.
Good old apple slice, Edison. Ain't a mark on it. Now, wait. Aha! This here pattern burned into the handle. 'Tis the same as the signs marked on the stern of this vessel. Must have belonged to one of those sea rats I borrowed old stop dog from. Cast your eyes over that, matey.